بسم الله وبركاته الروح القدس الله الواحد تحل عليه نعمته وبركته من الان وكل اوان والى دار الدور امين. يوم الثالث العشر من شهر كياك المبارك احسن الله انقضاءه وعاده علينا وعليكم ونحن وانتم مغفور الخطايا والزلات والاثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب ابي اخوتي امين. On this day of the year 2990, the great king and honored prophet David, the son of Jesse, departed. He was born 1120 years before Christ. He was the second king of the children of Israel and the first among their kings to walk in virtue and in justice. He was from the tribe of Judah, from Bethlehem. God chose him to be king over Israel when Saul, the son of Kish, disobeyed God. God commanded the prophet Samuel to anoint one of the children of Jesse as king over Israel. Samuel chose the eldest son, who was good looking and tall in stature. But God rejected him and said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as men sees, as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Jesse called all his sons and introduced them to Samuel, and Samuel chose David and anointed him king. God was with David in all his ways because of David's meekness and the purity of his heart. David overcame King Saul, who wanted to kill him on several occasions. Once King Saul went out after David to kill him, and at night it went into a cave and slept. David entered the cave secretly and cut off the cummer of Saul's robe to show Saul that he was able to kill him, but he would not. Another time David found Saul sleeping and took his spear and his jug of water, and again spared his life. When David's men implored him to kill Saul, David said to them, "The Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed." When a man gave David the news about the death of his rival Saul, saying, "I stood over him and killed him," David took hold of his own clothes and tore them, and he wounded Saul. David then called one of his men and commanded him to kill the man who killed Saul. God honored this prophet in front of all mankind, for he had many virtues, particularly the virtues of humility. He was a prophet, a righteous man, and a just king. And in spite of that, David called himself a dead dog and a flea. God praised him by testifying, "I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will." God protected Jerusalem for David's sake during his lifetime and after his death. God also made kings over the people of Israel from his descendants, and Jesus called himself David's son. David prophesies in the book of Psalms, a book of praises, valuable for teaching and instruction. David's might and power is sustained by God. When he was young and while guarding his father's sheep, one time a bear and another time a lion attacked his sheep, and David killed both the bear and the lion. Once the army of Israel faced the army of the Palestinians, and with them was Goliath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, and he was armored with bronze armors, and his spear was like a weaver beam, and his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels. Goliath went out, stood up, and cried out to the armies of Israel. I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give us a man that we might fight together. Goliath presented himself for 40 days, morning and evening. No one from Israel dared to fight him. When David came to visit his brothers and brought provisions to his camp, he saw and heard Goliath. David said to him, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you." David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slunk it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him, and cut off his head with it and removed the reproach of Israel. David lived 70 days, 40 years, of which he ruled as king. May his prayers be with us. Amen. مثل هذا اليوم أيضا تنايح القديس المجاهد تيموثاوس السايح قد ولد من أبوين محبين لله فربياه وأدباه بآداب الكنيسة واشتاق إلى السيرة الرهبانية فقصد بعض الأديرة وترهب بها ثم أحب العزلة فانفرد في قلاية قريبة من الدير ومكث بها مدة عائشا من عمل يديه فاحتل عليه عدو الخير وظل له في شهر شكل امرأة راهبة أتت إليه لتشتري من عمل يديه ولكثرة تردد عليه صارت بينهما دالة وكان يجتمعان للطعام على مائدة واحدة وبعد قليل فطن القديس لأنها أحبولة من الشيطان لإسقاطه في الخطية فتذكر ساعة الموت وهول الدينونة نهر ضهاربا من ذلك المكان فأرشده الله إلى مكان آخر تجري فيه عين ماء وبجانبها نخلة ومكث هناك عاكفا على عبادته ونسكه قد بلغ هذا الأب من النسك مبلغا عظيما حتى أن الوحوش كانت تتآنس به وقد استمر على هذا الحال مدة 30 سنة خلالها طال شعر وأغناها عن الملابس ولما أكمل جهاده الحسن تريح بسلام صلاة تكون معنا ولربنا المجد دائما أبديا أمين أكسياس